Here we go.
Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
Alabama mom sparks baby name debate after hospital rejects daughter's unusual name. By Madeline Cove, published by thenightly.com.au on May 29th, 2026.
A new mom's attempt to register her daughter under an eyebrow-raising name has sparked an online firestorm after she claimed hospital staff refused to accept it.
She explained on Reddit, "I'm honestly not sure what to do. My baby girl was born last week, here in Alabama, and we picked out a unique name that means a lot to us. Zergolfsky. I know it's different, and that was the whole point.
I didn't grow up with much, and I always felt like people looked down on me because of where I'm from and the kind of name that I had. I wanted something special for my daughter. Also, my dad is a surfer, so I wanted to include that in her name."
But according to the mom, a hospital registrar paused after seeing the proposed name before delivering an unexpected response.
"I'm sorry, but names can't start with an X followed by a consonant. That's not allowed in Alabama."
I asked her if she could show me where it said that, and she just pointed at this big binder and mumbled something about naming standards. She couldn't give me a straight answer. She said our name didn't meet system requirements, but couldn't say why exactly.
"I've looked up the Alabama rules, and all it says is names have to be made with English alphabet letters, hyphens, or apostrophes. That's it."
While the dispute sparked sympathy from some, much of the internet took a less supportive view, including comments like, "Finally, an Alabama law I can get behind." And, "Supposed to give a baby a name, not a password."
If everybody had a nose across the USA, then everybody...
And now, here is Zerfin USA, written by Ian Brown, directed by Peter Coleman. Performed live at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, June 1st, 2026.
"Congratulations, Mrs. Jennings. She's a beautiful, healthy little girl."
"Oh my gosh, she is so precious. Can I hold her, doctor?"
"Of course. Now, did you have a name in mind?"
"What do you think I've been doing these past 9 months? Yes, I have a name, and seeing her now, as perfect as she is, I just know I made the right choice. My little Zerf Golzy."
"Excuse me?
Is something the matter?"
"Run that name by me one more time."
"Zerf Golzy."
"Zerf Golzy's."
"Almost. I'll give you a pass for now, though. You have been a big help today, after all."
Could you spell that out for me?
"Why, certainly. X, F."
"I'm gonna have to stop you right there."
"Why?"
"You can't name her that."
"What? Of course I can."
"No, sorry. There's a rule. You can't start a name with an X followed by another consonant." "Not in Alabama."
There's just no way that's true."
"Nope. Sorry. The system won't let me do it."
"Oh, I get it. The system. Would 100 of my friend Abraham Lincoln's change your mind?"
$500? "Show me the cash then."
Ha 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 ha! that should be 100. Don't spend it all in one place.
You can't be serious.
Neither can you.
Why did you just have 100 pennies with you? The mint doesn't even make new ones anymore. What was your plan?
They came in handy, though. Now, show me an actual law that tells me I cannot name my beautiful apple of my eye, Zerfgolsky.
XF? Her name starts with X fucking F? Why would you do that? Why inflict such a name on not only her, but everyone else she'll interact with for her whole life? I'm almost certain it's illegal. And if it's not, it should be.
It absolutely is legal. As you can see here, Section 4, Subsection 13 of the Alabama Parental Rights Code states, a child's name must consist solely of letters of the Latin alphabet, hyphens, and apostrophes. Other characters, such as asterisks, colons, and parentheses, are strictly prohibited. Little Zerfy has none of those in her name, just a couple of X's and Z's.
There's other X's? And there's Z's?
You would have known if you hadn't so rudely interrupted and just let me tell you how to spell her name.
Walk me through it then. The whole name.
X-F-R.
Wait. The R comes after the F? How does that work with how you pronounce it?
No one calls Dwayne Wade Dwyane. Antoine Jameson gets pronounced Antoine. Sometimes the pronunciation don't match exactly. Heck, look at Wednesday, or people who pronounce ask, axe. May I continue?
Go on.
I'll just start over. X-F-R-G-O-L-S-Z-Z-Z-X-Y.
What? 3 Z's in a row?
Yeah, so she'll always sleep well. You know, catching Z's, like in cartoons, when a character is sleeping, there'll be a speech bubble.
I get it.
I was just making sure.
But seriously, what is with this batshit name?
I don't take too kindly to you calling my daughter's name batshit. But fine. I want her to have a nice, unique name. I got bullied for my name growing up.
And she won't? Candy May?
Not for being a hick. Just for having a mother that loved her dearly. Now, please, enter my daughter's name into your little database, put it on her birth certificate, and let us move on with this process.
You'll have to call someone in the government. I cannot let this happen.
Do you know who I am? I did. I already cleared it with Governor Ivy. Now put in her name. Oh my gosh, it's my baby's first day of middle school. Time really flies. It feels like just yesterday you were a newborn. I was holding you just one hand, and now you're 12. You grew up so fast. I don't know why you didn't give yourself a mohawk with me, though. It would have been such a fun way to match.
Mom, I really have to go to class. Like I need to stand out anymore.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Here I am making you late. Have fun.
Good morning, class. I am Mr. Gooden. I hope we can all start this year off on the right foot. We'll be seeing a lot of each other the next 9 months. First things first, attendance.
Here we go again.
Luke Holmes.
Here.
Marie James.
I'm here, Mr. Gooden.
Jennings?
Yes, Jennings. And how do I pronounce your first name?
Zergozy.
Could you speak up? I couldn't quite make that out.
Zergozy. but you don't have to call me that. You can call me Jenny or X or anything. Just maybe Sophie?
No. That's not right. This is your name. I can't just discard it because I have a bit of trouble with it. Now, it was pronounced Zuff Gold Teeth?
No. It's not. You know, but you don't have to use it. You just give me a nickname.
Don't do this for my sake, Jennings. Your name is a very personal thing. If you don't want to go by it, by all means, just tell me. I'll call you Trash Boat if you tell me to. But what's important is that it's your decision. Don't compromise on something like this.
I guess, I'd like you to get it right. My mom really loves my name. And you know what? I love it too. She fought for my name. She did, because she thought it was beautiful. And that makes it beautiful.
All right. Now that's a start. Unfortunately, I still can't quite get it right.
Oh.
So just go slow for me.
Okay.
But I'll pick it up by the end of the day.
Okay. Okay. So repeat after me. Zerf.
Zerf.
Goal.
Goal.
Yeah. Z.
Like the letter.
Exactly. Now, put it all together.
Zerf Goalsy.
Oh, that's perfect.
This has been Zerfin USA, written by Ian Brown, directed by Peter Coleman. Featuring Peter Coleman, Tyrus Holden, Leah Tambora, and Virginia Thomas. Performed live for Living Radio at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, June 1st, 2026. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagneau. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East. Follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram. And find all our past recordings at our website, livingradionyc.com.